we also have a wonderful young lady who achieved sales director about 30 days ago, about a month prior to the two of you. She is an incredible individual who has a tremendous story of personal growth. One of the greatest stories I've ever heard. She's had every excuse in the book to let life hold her down. She has excuses presented to her on a weekly basis that would anybody else could make an agreement with and say, you know what, I'm just going to let these excuses run my life or these obstacles get in my way, and that's just the way it's going to be for me for a while. But instead, this young lady sort of realized that the bigger picture is she has three young boys to take care of and a life to enjoy, and she was going to do whatever it takes to start enjoying life and providing for these kids. So, Lisa Hale, are you on the call?
Ted, I am here. Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you absolutely perfect. Lisa, with the excitement that you have, tell me, what does it feel like to you to achieve sales director with Biomedics?
Oh, Ted, you know, honestly, my feeling was it's about bloody time. I was so ready. I was so excited and so clear that I was meant to go there because it's the, as you said to me earlier, it's the first rung on the ladder I'm really, really motivated to climb now. It's the beginning of the journey I want to be on. So for me, it was such a great feeling, such a validation of everything that I wanted to show my team, that I wanted to show my kids, and that I want to achieve for myself.
That's awesome. Would you say, too, that it took some practice to get there?
Oh, you betcha. You betcha. It was definitely not my first day when I did the things in that month of August. And though it took a lot of practice and a lot of preparation, you know, every time you go out and do it, it's just like that sports analogy that Michelle, Pierre, and Lorraine were talking about. You know, you could practice and practice and practice, and sometimes you might fall down on the field, but you got to keep getting up and just going for it.
Yeah, I love that. Tell me a little bit about the obstacles you encountered on your way to achieve your goals.
Well, you know, I wanted to respond to that by sharing a little bit of the backstory because I think it's maybe kind of important. When I got started on the journey of preparing my mind and my philosophy and my belief to build this business, I knew, you know, I just absolutely knew that I would never be satisfied with failure, with anything less than total success in Biomedics. I knew I'd far rather go through all the learning and all the growing and all the discomfort of pushing myself than I would want to ever have to eat crow and make all those naysayers and dream stealers right. You know, all those people that in the beginning tell you, well, you know, that's just pie in the sky, you can't do it, all that stuff. There was, once I decided to do this thing, I knew that I had to go the distance because I never wanted to have to face any of those people and say, yeah, you were right. So once I made that decision, Ted, which I made kind of naively, I have to say, I really had no idea how much stretching I'd have to do or what kind of obstacles would show up. I had no idea what debris I'd find within myself that I had to work around, work over, discard, what the internal obstacles I had to operate in spite of really were. I truly had no idea then. But once I made that initial decision, there really was no going back. There just was no going back. But, you know, honestly, Ted, until I made that decision to act in spite of everything within me that was, you know, insecure, hurt, angry, lazy, busy, whatever, then, you know, I knew what to do, I knew how, but I wasn't doing it consistently until I made that decision. And then finally, I just decided, you know, there is no more waiting. And I stepped up the pace. I'm still working on that freight train. You know, I'm still becoming that freight train of consistent and persistent, but the train is seriously gathering momentum now.
I love that. Okay, when you found these obstacles presented to you, what did you find inside of yourself that would allow you to overcome these obstacles?
Well, that's, you know, a great question. Some of it really was that I guess I'm just really stubborn and determined. Maybe that's just who I am, because once I made the decision that I wouldn't fail, I had to succeed, and I finally believed that the only way, as you used to say all the time, the only way to fail in biomedics is to quit. So once I decided that I had to go the distance, it was just a matter of getting up more times than I fell down. But then I got impatient. You know, I'll just tell you quickly, on May 31st, I was finishing up a three-day workshop with Brian Klemmer, who I know you've met, and was with one of his teachers. And they had us all set a 90-day goal. And my 90-day goal on May 31st was sales director. That's the goal I set in that seminar. And I reached it on the 90th day. But when I said on May 31st that I would not go 90 days without achieving it, then it almost didn't matter what the obstacles were, whatever they were, internal, external, mental, emotional, whatever the heck they were, it didn't matter, because once I decided to do it and once I knew why it was important for me to do it, you know, getting it done was the only option. So what I found within myself, I guess, is just that I decided. I decided to do it. I made that choice, and there was no other option.
When you talk about that commitment, how did you make that commitment? Was it in writing to yourself? Did you share it with other people? I mean, how did you make a commitment for 90 days?
Well, I stood up in front of a room of 50 people. I had written it down, and I stood up and announced it to everybody. And I also announced it to some other people besides the people that were in that room. But for me, it was just as clear as a bell that I wouldn't not do it. You know who put pressure on me was little Kieran, who you're going to meet on the cruise. I told him and my other boys that I was going to do it. And Isaac and Jaden didn't really talk to me about it. But Kieran said, "Have you made sales director yet? Are you going to win that cruise, Mom? You know, I'm not okay with you not winning it." And he just asked me every week, "Did you do it? Did you do it? Did you do it?" And I put the picture of the cruise ship up on the wall in the kitchen, and every few days he would ask me if I won the cruise yet. And every once in a while, Kieran would get grumpy and disappointed and say, "Well, if you haven't done it yet, maybe you never will." And I was not willing to be the person in his life who let him down. I wasn't willing to do it.
I love that. So you made the commitment in writing. You actually tore out or cut out or pasted pictures of what you wanted to accomplish up on a board somewhere or on the refrigerator or whatever. And then you shared it with loved ones, especially your children, who, you know, if they really love you, they're there to support you and help you. And, you know, what they really wanted was to see you be successful. So that made it all the more for you, a goal that you had to achieve?
Yeah. Yeah. There was absolutely no choice.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. You have a PhD. You're incredibly well-educated, incredibly talented, could do anything that you wanted to set your mind to do. Why is biomedics and our products a great business model for you?
Well, you know, Ted, there are a bunch of reasons. It kind of goes back to what got me started in the first place, which was that I realized, you know, I've had lots of career opportunities and career options and been on a few tracks, and I realized by the time I bumped into biomedics that there was only trading time for money in a career, in a job. And I, maybe call me spoiled, call me pathologically independent, whatever you want to call me, I didn't want to do that. I wanted time and money. I wanted the freedom to give everybody in my family the things that they deserve and that I wanted for them. I wanted to go the places I wanted to go, and I wanted to be the one who was raising my children. So for me, it was the only option once I discovered it was possible. Now, why biomedics instead of some other set of products or what have you? Well, I mean, that's a no-brainer. Honestly, Ted, I wasn't exposed to any other opportunity, any other company or any other products. And so I backed around to understanding why biomedics kind of after the fact. But I put those products in my body, and I feel them every single day. To this day, 4 years later, I still feel them every day. And they have done miraculous things for me personally and also for my children. So what is at the root, at the foundation of our business, is so solid and so smart and so real and clean and authentically valuable, that there couldn't be anything better. And now, because I've done some training for biomedics and I've met some other people in the industry and I've gotten the chance to be exposed to some other opportunities, I realize after the fact that I landed in the absolutely head and shoulders platinum opportunity that is way better than anything else out there. Richest compensation plan, absolutely the best leadership, the smartest kind of product, the highest quality. Everything about biomedics has its act together. And the only thing that is a question mark ever is what each of us individually choose to do with it. And once I got it, that it's really completely up to each of us individually to decide, are we going to take it the distance or not? Are we going to keep being persistent and never give up or not? When I got that that was all there was to it, I realized that I couldn't face. I mean, there's nobody else to blame, so I wasn't able or willing to face failure. For me, there just is no option because everything's perfect in biomedics, and I don't believe there is another company that has all of the pillars of the opportunity lined up so perfectly like you do. It's truly an unbelievable gift.
Let me ask you two more quick questions. The first question would be, in the short time that I've known you throughout our lives, you've been to what I'd consider a plethora of biomedics events, whether they've been your local meetings, they've been bigger regional meetings, they've been wealth coaching workshops, or even like the upcoming cruise that you're committed to. And I know sometimes they've helped you grow your business, and sometimes maybe you haven't seen your business grow after an event like that. Tell me, what's the value to the people listening to attend every event they possibly can?
Well, I would, at the risk of getting in trouble for this, I would disagree with you on that last statement. I would say that every single event I've ever been to with biomedics has helped my business grow. And the growth is not just in adding more distributors or getting a bigger paycheck. The growth is in accelerating the process of getting from wherever you happen to be standing today to whatever your desired goal is. And I can measure within myself changes in attitude, perception, commitment. It's always been either personal growth or concrete business growth, but either whatever it is, or sometimes both, actually. It's been both quite a lot of times. But either way, it absolutely is shortening the time and quickening the pace to where I want to get to.
I love that. Point well taken. So don't miss an event, I guess, is what you're surmising from that whole thing. You and I have spoken quite often, and I know you speak tremendously about your kids, and so the Amones, absolutely love their two kids that they have. Tell me, just to sort of wrap this up, how will growing with biomedics, achieving sales director, managing director, executive director, and platinum executive director, and all your learning and your personal growth, how will that benefit your personal relationship with your loved ones?
Well, there's so many ways, but for one thing, I've already seen that all of my children know that biomedics is fantastic. They're proud of me. They're proud of biomedics. They're proud to be using the products. They're proud to be connected with the company. And they all have talked at one time or another about stepping into a biomedics business when they become of age. So one thing I know for sure is that they see the possibility for themselves of doing something that inspires and encourages and truly serves others. And they also see the possibility for themselves of having freedom of time and also financial freedom. Now, for me, what it does is I really would not be able to spend the kind of time that I spend with my kids if I had to go get a job outside the home. They know that I'm busy and committed to my business. They know that I'm busy with it, but they also know, and I know, that I'm sitting here right now outside their karate studio picking them up, me personally, not a nanny, not somebody else. They don't have to be, somewhere waiting for me because, here I am with you guys, but I'm also with them. And they get a great deal of value out of that, and so do I. I know that I am the absolutely best person on the planet to be the person who raises them. And that's what I was meant to do. That's why, you know, I was given these children. And if I renege on that responsibility, then that's kind of the worst breach of integrity for me. So this opportunity gives me the chance to be who I'm meant to be, and that there's nothing more valuable and powerful than that.
Lisa Hale, I just want to jump back to you just for a moment and see if you had any final thoughts that you wanted to share or something that you felt would tremendously benefit all the great people that called in on our Meaningful Monday call.
You know, Ted, I do. As I was listening to Michelle Pierre, I realized that, you know, both Michelle Pierre and Lorraine and of course, I have children who are young, who are very focused on. And that is an immediate motivation for me and for them. I'm sure all of you hear that. But I want to say that many, many of the leaders on my team and many of the leaders around the country on other teams don't have young children at home anymore or don't have any children at all. And what I've seen in helping them is that they all have dreams that are powerfully motivating and important to them, that are valuable and worth striving for, that have meaning that we can all understand if we just take the trouble to learn what their dreams are. And that is the fuel that fires up everybody's rocket in this business. So whether it's for your kids or for projects you want to accomplish before you're done, for the satisfaction of achievement, for the expression of who you truly are, for the development of your confidence and your voice so that you can really spend time in this life being who you're meant to be, whether it's for the freedom or the passionate hobbies you have, whatever you're here for, all of those things are really important and treasured, and they're all worth running after now, not, you know, next decade, but now. And I just want to support anybody, no matter what their dreams are, in pursuing them. And I don't ever want to leave out the people who don't have the kids driving them because, you know, we all are motivated by what we're motivated by. And it's a service to get to watch those people go after their dreams. It's a tremendous honor for me to be part of seeing them get there.
All right. Well, Lisa, Michelle Pierre, Lorraine, again, I want to thank you guys for taking your valuable time to host this call today with me and share with all of the wonderful biomedics distributors that we have everything it takes to hit that first rung of success. I want to also congratulate you guys on an outstanding job and, again, an outstanding accomplishment of achieving a goal that each and every one of you wanted for your own reasons. That's outstanding. And I look forward to the fact that Biomedics is the type of company where you are going to get incredible recognition in front of your children. And I think that's so important. And I also want to just take a moment to thank each and every one of you has a mentor or several mentors in the company that hung with you and stayed with you and helped try and teach you and lead you to achieve and accomplish those goals. So I want to thank them as well. So I'm going to end this call. If you're on this call tonight, I know the reason you're on here is because you want more out of life. It's because you want to be successful. You want to enjoy life. You want to spend more time with your family or loved ones. And I think the individuals on this call tonight shared with you that all it takes is a commitment to yourself, a belief in yourself, some personal growth, and again, the willingness to share the biomedics opportunity, the biomedics products, with as many people as you possibly can. And I wish for each and every one of you on this call tonight tremendous success and prosperity in life. And I know that you too, if you stay committed to your goals and your dreams, you too can achieve each and every one of them. So thanks for being on our Meaningful Monday call. I wish you guys all the best. I want to say thank you again to Lisa Hale and Lorraine and Michelle Pierre-Amon for, again, taking time away from their kids, their family, their loved ones. But again, being there, being available to each and every one of you out there to help you too believe in yourselves and achieve your goals. So thanks, and I look forward to having each and every one of you and your friends, some other people, on next Monday's Meaningful Monday call. So thanks for sharing. Thanks for being a part of this. You guys have a tremendous week, and we look forward to, again, hosting you on the call next week. Have a good one, everybody. Good night.